Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we'll start the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Rumo's conference call to discuss the 2015 first quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.rumo.com in the investor relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Mr. Luiz Cassiano, Chief Executive Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luiz Cassiano will comment on the company's 2015 first quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for question and answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luiz Cassiano. Please, sir, go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for participating in Rumo's first quarter earnings release. This is my first conference call as a CEO, and I would like to initially discuss the impacts at Rumo's operations as a result of the current market situation, as well as addressing our plans for the year of 2015. We observed a very challenging quarter for the domestic industry, with the level of confidence of the industrial entrepreneur index at very low levels, as well as a very low level of capacity utilization in the manufacturing sectors. Accordingly, we presented this quarter a significant reduction in order intake in the machinery business units, mainly impacted by the drop in demand in the domestic market, resulting in a consolidated reduction of 55%, a similar level which we observed during the 2008-2009 crisis. On the other hand, the recent devaluation of the domestic currency, the real, it may cause to the domestic industrial sector some competitiveness, and in the medium term, it may result in a potential increase on demand for capital goods. In such unpredictable scenario of demand, Rumo have been working hard in recent years to take several actions seeking the gain of agility and mainly responsiveness to demand fluctuation inherent in our sector. Thanks to such actions, we start 2015 with a strong balance sheet, inventory at appropriate levels, and with a very lean structure. So we can focus this year seeking for opportunities. It means continuing to build our brand outside Brazil, shaping the company to be even better prepared for the next demand cycle, and strengthen our position in the domestic market through a continuous development of state-of-the-art products and solutions. Now, I would like to pass the word to Mr. Fabio Tayar, which will detail the results of the quarter. Thank you.
Good morning. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending this conference call. The chart number three, net operating revenues dropped by 19.7% this quarter compared to the first quarter 2014, mainly due to the lower demand in the Brazilian market. EBITDA margin was negative this quarter, 9.3 points below first quarter 2014, also due to the decrease in revenues. And this decrease was especially in the machine tool business, where is the main business unit of Romy and usually delivered the best margins. Net debt reduced by 21.1% or 21.7 million. So the cash generation was positive this quarter, mainly due to the operational improvements we have made in the last years. Examples are the reduction of lead time, better credit terms and conditions, and among other aspects. And one specific aspect this quarter that helped the cash generation was that Finami fund from BNDES was higher, where BNDES is faster in approving this fund and helped the cash generation. The casting business presented an increase of 26.2% in revenues compared to the first quarter of 2014, mainly due to the higher demand in the wind power segment. And yesterday, the board of directors approved a buyback program of up to 3,100,000 shares with 1 year duration. The chart number four, the macroeconomic indicators. Here is the GDP, industrial GDP, and gross fixed capital formation, which is the dark blue line. We see over the quarters in 2014, gross fixed capital formation in a negative scenario, and it has impacted the order entry, especially in the machinery businesses that we will see later on. In the chart number five, this is the capacity utilization. Cassiano already mentioned that investments are in a low level and the capacity utilization is not growing, showing that in the very short term, we probably will not have an investment cycle. This next indicator is the entrepreneur confidence index, which is in the lowest level since 2008, showing that there are lots of uncertainties in the market, which does not help the decision makers decide for new investments. In the chart number six, here's the revenues by business unit. It's very hard to analyze one specific quarter. That's why some demanding segments could have some strong fluctuations. But the message here would be that there are very few industrial segments that are demanding machines, and those that are demanding are very small in our revenues. So in general, we see that investments are in a very low levels and customers are not confident enough in making new investments. In the casting business, what we can see is that automotive decreased from 45 to 38. It's basically the truck sector that dropped its production the first quarter 2015 by around 22.5%, and it negatively impact our orders in the casting business. On the other hand, the wind power is growing, is increasing its demand, And for the heavy castings, we are almost fully booked of wind power parts for the entire 2015. That's why we see an increase from 24%-39%, and it should increase even more in the next quarter. The chart number seven. As I already mentioned in the first chart, machine tools was the business unit that dropped most in terms of revenues. So we can see that in the first quarter 2015, machine tools accounted for 57% of the consolidated revenues. In 2014 was 67, and the historical levels are around 70. Plastic machines was pretty much stable, and the one that grew was the casting business that already mentioned that was basically due to the wind power segment. The chart number eight. The external market participation in the consolidated revenues in the first quarter 2015 was 21%, same level of 2014, and Europe remains the main market abroad. We see that Asia decreased from 7% in 2014. There was no Asia in the first quarter 2015 because Asia basically relates to our German operation, BW, that did not export any machine in this specific quarter to Asia. The chart number nine. Order entry in the first quarter 2015 decreased by 45.7% compared to the same period in 2014. Machine tools and plastic machines showed a significant decrease due to the lower demand in the Brazilian market, especially the machine tools that dropped by 60.1%. In the casting business, there was also a decrease of 10%. It's basically the truck business that dropped more than 10%, but was partially offset by the increase in the wind power segment. In terms of backlog, backlog by March 31st was R$206.5 million. Here, BW, our German operation, accounts for about R$100 million. So we decreased 14.3% compared to the first quarter 2014, and 7.1% compared to December, basically because the order entry was pretty low. But we still have some backlog and operations for the following months. In the chart number 10, this is the cost structure. The most important aspect here is that in 2015, the first quarter 2015, we produced much less than the first quarter 2014. But as you can see, the labor depreciation and expenses, general expenses, increased a little bit, but not in the same level that where the production dropped, mainly due to the flexible approach we have been implementing in the company in the last years. That's helping us to keep the production efficiency and hurt as less as possible our margins and the cost structure. The chart number 11 is the gross margin and operating margin. Gross margin first quarter 2015 compared to first quarter 2014 dropped from 29% to 22%. It's basically due to the decrease in volume, and especially that the decrease was mainly represented by the machine tool business, which has the better margins. Operating margin and also EBITDA margin that you will see in the next chart dropped significantly. Operating margin decreased from 2.5% positive in the first quarter of 2014 to minus 7.9%. Here dropped more than the gross margin, and it's basically because our operating expenses are much more fixed than variable, and the lower volume impact this margin. And also, moving to the chart number 12, we can see the same behavior in the EBITDA margin, dropping from 8.4% in the first quarter 2014 to minus 0.9% in the first quarter 2015. And also, due to the same reasons, the net profit in the net margin, net profit in the first quarter 2015 was negative in 1.7 million reais. In the chart number 13, in the machine tool business, gross and EBITDA margins reduced mainly to the decrease of 31.3% in revenues. This mainly represented by the Brazilian market. We see that it dropped from 101 million to about 70 million reais in this first quarter 2015. Volume also decreased in the plastic machines from 27.8 million to 24.1 million. But here also we have the impact of the mix of products, because in the first quarter 2014 there was much more heavier machines where usually deliver better margins than the lighter machines. In the casting business, this is the opposite. Revenues grew 26.2%, and we see an improvement in margins, even though it is still in a negative scenario. The chart number 14. This is the cash position. As already mentioned, we generate an important cash in the first quarter, especially because it's very unpredictable and uncertain the scenario for the following quarters. So we are doing our best efforts to save cash even in a very low level of operation. So we, by March 31st, our cash was 162 million reais. That was 243 million. So the debt for the short term was 93.9 million. It means that we already have cash for the short loans we have to pay in 2015. It gives us a little bit more comfort. And net debt by March ended in 81 million reais, and in the development of the net debt in the graph, we see that December we net debt was in about 103 million, and it reduced to 81 million by the end of the first quarter. The chart number 15. BW revenues in the first quarter 2015 was significantly low. As mentioned in our previous calls, where we mentioned most of BW machines were scheduled to be delivered in the second half of 2015. Such low revenues resulted in negative margins this quarter. However, BW backlog for 2015 is already fully booked, and margins should improve in the following quarters. And the chart number 16, the negative performance of Rumi shares can be explained by the uncertainties in the Brazil, especially in the Brazilian market, that reflects deeper in an unpredictable demand business like Rumi, which is very sensitive to macroeconomic conditions. And it's important to mention that yesterday the board of directors approved the share buyback program I already mentioned of 3.1 million shares, and this program will have the duration of 1 year, ending in April 2016. Here we finished our first quarter 2015 web conference, and now we are available for the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held for financial analysts and investors only. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Luis Cassiano, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
Thank you for participating in our first quarter conference call. Have a nice day.
That does conclude Homes first quarter earnings results conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation and have a good day.